This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Catholics are rejoicing at the announcement of a new pope. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The election of Pope Leo XIV took many by surprise, including priests from the Archdiocese of Denver, who were gathered in Colorado Springs when the white smoke rose, announcing the decision. Father Luke Barter says he was on perpetual pope watch.
It was quite powerful to have all my brother priests there and just seeing it together and praying together through it. It was amazing. It was quite special.
Barter says he's encouraged by Pope Leo's early message of peace and bridge building, signs he will likely carry on Pope Francis's legacy of compassion, humility, and unity. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
More than a dozen people are accused in Adams County of selling large quantities of methamphetamine, cocaine, and fentanyl. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Local law enforcement agencies initially targeted distributors in Westminster and Federal Heights. But in doing so, they uncovered a much larger drug distribution network with connections to Mexico, Colorado, Oregon, Nevada, and Arizona. 9 people were indicted by a grand jury, and law enforcement officials seized 84 pounds of fentanyl pills and 66 pounds of meth, heroin, and cocaine. A separate investigation that started in Canyon City found another 41 pounds of fentanyl pills, and that led to charges against 4 others. All of the men are being held in the Adams County Jail. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Temps will warm across the Front Range over the next few days with mostly clear skies tonight and highs tomorrow in the 70s with plenty of sun. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.